This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last evening, the Senate joined the House in passing a measure to approve new ingredients for sunscreen in America. There's a backlog at the Food and Drug Administration, meaning Americans have to do without modern sunscreen formulations that people in other countries have been using. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The FDA hasn't approved applications for new sunscreen ingredients since the late 1990s. The applications are mired in complex regulations. Ironically, they were supposed to simplify FDA approval of ingredients that have been used safely in other countries.
And it's just ridiculous.
Scott Faber is with the Environmental Working Group, which pressured Congress to get involved.
Consumers in Canada or the EU, Australia, are able to use sunscreens that are much more effective at blocking out both UVA and UVB rays.
Sunscreen makers have joined dermatologists in a coalition called PASS, or Public Access to Sunscreens. Michael Werner is the group's chief lobbyist. He says manufacturers want access to the very latest ingredients.
It would allow product developers to innovate and use new technologies and new science.
The FDA wouldn't do an interview with me, but it did issue a statement which says it's prioritized reviewing the safety and effectiveness of additional sunscreen ingredients. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.